A Jewish Journal article. Tlaib, I hope Blinken doesn't suppress my right to speak out against Bibi. Representative Rashida Tlaib, D. Mish. Tweeted on November 22 that she hoped President-elect Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State Antony Blinken doesn't infringe upon her right to criticize Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Tlaib's tweet was in response to Faiz Shakur, who was Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. 2020 presidential campaign manager, calling Blinken a solid choice. So long as he doesn't suppress my First Amendment right to speak out against Netanyahu's racist and inhumane policies, Tlaib replied in a quote tweet. The Palestinian people deserve equality and justice. She subsequently tweeted on November 23, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has moved to suppress BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, a peaceful protest movement protected by the First Amendment. I hope that Mr. Blinken and President-elect Biden's administration will change course from President Donald Trump's State Department and not target or suppress support of Palestinian human rights. On November 19, the State Department classified the BDS movement as anti-Semitic and announced that it will take steps to ensure that foreign aid does not go to organizations that boycott Israel or support BDS. Pro-Israel Twitter users criticized Tlaib's tweets as being anti-Semitic. If a Jewish-American politician tweeted this, they would be immediately accused of being more loyal to Israel than the people they represent, by Rashida Tlaib, Israel-based writer Hen Mazig tweeted. Former New York Democratic Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who also heads the Americans Against Antisemitism watchdog, similarly tweeted, Biden names a Jew to his cabinet. What's Rashida's response? Welp, as long as that Jewish pick doesn't stop me from focusing my hatred on one country, Israel, then he's a good Jew. It's not your 1A right you're trying to protect but your vile Jew hatred. International human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky also tweeted to Tlaib, you are just obsessed with Israel and BDS. Why don't you focus a little more on your district, than engaging in mild antisemitism and bigotry? Mike Harris, one of the founders of San Francisco Voice for Israel, tweeted to Tlaib, and as long as your interpretation of justice for the Palestinians requires the elimination of Jewish statehood, then it's not Blinken or Biden standing in the way of peace. Rather, it's the Palestinian leadership and its enablers in the West. The progressive Jewish group If Not Now, on the other hand, praised Tlaib for speaking out against the administration's inhumane and dangerous policies, and pushing the new one to reverse course and do better, and asked her to sign our petition calling on Joe Biden to reverse Sec Pompeo's pro-occupation actions on day one. Tlaib is scheduled to participate in a December 15 panel called Dismantling Antisemitism, Winning Justice, along with Temple University professor Mark Lamont Hill, author Peter Bainart and University of Chicago professor Barbara Ransby. If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace are among the organizations that are co-sponsoring the panel. Many Jewish and pro-Israel commentators have criticized the panel for making a mockery of a discussion on antisemitism for not including a variety of Jewish voices. Tlaib tweeted, when it comes to standing up for Palestinian rights and human dignity, our intentions are questioned even though we probably are some of the biggest fighters against antisemitism.